It's Friday, January 27th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Do you know why spam is funny?
Because it comes in a can?
Because
okay,
it has a lot of salt?
Funny for that. No, it's not funny for that. You know why spam is hilarious. Spam a lot.
Yes.
You know this.
Yes.
And you know what the line comes from about we eat ham and jam and spam a lot?
Mm-hmm. It's from Monty Python and the Search for the Holy Grail.
Right.
Oh.
So the touring musical is coming to Fort Smith on Monday.
One night only.
One night only. And we're going to have a little Spam a Lot by the Numbers segment.
Okay.
According to their website, among the props is a cow that weighs 45 pounds.
Yes.
It takes two stagehands to catapult it over the castle.
Have you seen the movie by any chance, Antoinette? Okay, so you know why a cow gets catapulted.
Making the sound of a horse takes 40 coconuts a month.
So they wear through them.
Yes.
That's funny.
The set utilizes 35 line sets, 30 chain motors, and more than 13,000 pounds of stage weight.
Ugh. Now, you know, when you hear that, and like sometimes Spamalot will come to a place and be there for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel sorry for the people who set it up. But the one day, I mean, you
for
set it up.
Day. Well,
and
they hire locals to come
in. Oh, good.
In. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
They hire, I forget the number, but they hire a crew of locals to come in. The Grail lift that elevates the Lady of the Lake weighs more than 4,000 pounds and uses 2,600 pounds of hydraulic pressure.
And if you ever wonder why a ticket might cost what it does, here's
You're
one reason.
Mm-hmm. 6 pounds of confetti every night.
Spectacle does not come inexpensively.
100 wigs, 3 feet of blood that they have to iron.
You iron it?
Don't ask me. I've never used that kind of stage blood.
That's awesome.
And oh, by the way, they have more than 100 undergarments in the show, including 30 pairs of men's fishnets and 56 cod pieces.
Wait, how are men's fishnets any different from women's fishnets?
They've got to be bigger.
Oh.
Men are taller.
Fine.
I assume.
Mm.
I guess the same way you'd say a men's jacket versus a woman's jacket.
Okay.
And 56 cod pieces.
We heard.
Just wanted to make that point.
Yes.
All right. They're coming to the Fort Smith Convention Center, 7:30 Monday, one show only. Tickets are $32 to $35 at 788-7300. Also this weekend, A Conversation of Books with Bill Harrison.
Yes.
Author of the new Black August. That's 6 o'clock tonight at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. Could this be any further from that? Tonight is the release party for a new album called The Hills Have Amps.
Right. It's metal. It's on vinyl. It's part of Artemis.
It is. And it's Vore performing tonight with Potions and Lightbulb Detective Agency. This all starts at 9 o'clock at Smoke and Barrel, and tickets are $10.
Conversation with one of the people behind that later in this show.
And on Saturday, No Time for Sergeants. Again, can we leap to a more diametrically opposed position? Part of the Rogers Historical Museum's Media Images of the South film series at 1 o'clock at the Rogers Public Library. It is free.
First time Don Knotts and Andy Griffith worked together.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I knew he'd know that. There's also a family bike ride with the Bicycle Coalition of the Ozarks. It starts at Bike City Cyclery at 2 o'clock on Saturday and winds up at the Omni Center. There's a book talk with Jeannie Wayne.
Yes.
Fascinating book.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Have you read it from cover to cover yet?
No, I have not.
Kyle was pretty excited. I haven't read it.
It's really, really, really interesting.
I know you had a story. We've got a story in What's Up Today. Mm-hmm. It really is interesting. Don't let the rest of the title, The Transformation of Agriculture in the New South, don't let that scare you off.
It's nonfiction, yes. But it's so well researched, and the stories and the side stories, just the few pages she spends explaining the yellow fever outbreak of Memphis and how that town transformed in a matter of days.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating, fascinating read.
She speaks at 4 o'clock on Saturday at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville, and Lewis Black is in town Saturday night. Just in case you wondered what all those cars were at the Walton Arts Center, showtime's 8 o'clock, and it sold out.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And Jody Beznoska wanted me to just remind people, it's probably an R-rated show.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a wait list, I suppose?
I think it's always worth
checking.
I think
show up, and if you don't get it, then you can go across and do something else on Dixon Street, but you never know.
Well, if it's rated R, maybe I can hope for somebody to walk out partway through and I'll take the
and take a seat. Yeah, okay. You can try. Let me know how that turns out.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is Features Editor for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.